Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples joined here today as we preview the 30th Manhattan Juneteenth celebration. Betty O and Dave Baker joining us in studio. And I'm going to start with you, Dave. I understand there's something new here happening at Juneteenth this weekend.
Well, yes. We've added a couple of events this year that are going to be a little different. One is this will be our first 5K run. And it will start at the Douglas Center down on Yuma Street and go up Yuma Street to 17th Street and up 17th to Anderson and then back down to the City Park. So a 5K run is going to be a new first this year. And after we get to the park, then there's going to be a fitness portion of Juneteenth in which there will be a yoga segment, a Zumba segment, and a boot camp. And all that will end before 11 o'clock. But it starts at 7:15 in the morning, and so that's a new event that we've added to the program. And then in the afternoon at 3:30, we hope that all the kids will come out because there's going to be what we call a Juneteenth Dollars from Above. And it'll kind of mirror the Easter egg drop, and we'll be dropping some dollars from above on the baseball field for kids ages 8 to 10 and from 11 to 13. That will take place at 3:30 in the afternoon. So we hope that there's a lot of young ones out there to collect a few dollars, Juneteenth dollars from above.
I was at that Easter event here when they did the money drop, and that was kids are just all over the place for going for cash. So I'm sure that'll be a popular event.
Well, we're excited and we're looking forward to that. Community Bank is one of the sponsors for that, so we're excited about that.
And speaking of sponsors, this takes a number of sponsors to put something like this together, I imagine, every year.
This is the most sponsors that we've ever had. There's going to be just a number of sponsors that have helped us this year, and that's what makes this event what it's going to be.
Fantastic. Now, during the day, there's going to be all sorts of events. I know Mitch was talking here on the radio this morning about the food.
Well, we've tried to do this grilling contest for the last 3 years, and that's been really tough, but we've been able to get it done. And this year, the police department is really big. They've kind of won our grilling contest the last couple of years. But the Douglas Center is entering this year, so they're going to have a little bit of competition. And so right after the Unity Walk, we sell taster kits for $5. And, of course, it's called a crowd pleaser. And the crowd, if they like your meat or your whatever you're cooking, then they will give you their ticket, and then we'll count those tickets. And so the crowd will make the decision on who has the best food. So come on out and get some of that good grilling on Juneteenth.
What are some of the best things you guys have ever tried at the grilling contest?
Well, the ribs and the chicken are usually the best, and there'll be some hot links. There'll be some hot links this year, so there'll be some good food out there. There'll be some soul food as well.
Very good. What else do we have going on here? A lot of vendor booths, it looks like, and there's also a car show.
We have the car art, which will be displayed on the east side of the pavilion. But the big thing at 2:30 is the car wash contest. This will be the third year for the car wash contest. K-State men and women's basketball team both participate in this. And the police department, the fire department, and if you've never seen a car wash contest, this is quite a spectacle. It's really a lot of fun. And so we're looking for a big event with the car wash. That will take place at 2:30.
Okay. I don't think I've ever been to a car wash contest, so I'm going to have to go check that out.
It's if you've never seen one, you will enjoy it.
Well, they try to go as fast as possible?
Well, this is the way it works. If you remember the song back in the day, Car Wash, mm-hmm. in the movie.
Sure.
That's the song that's played, and that song is about 3.5 minutes long. And each team has 5 members. You put one person on each wheel, and then one person has a water hose. And they have to soap, rinse, and dry that car to that song. And so there's some choreography and some you got to put a little into it. And so it's really pretty cool to watch what they come up with to wash that car. And, of course, we have judges, and so there's a judge. And so it's really a spectacle to see, and especially with people who have never washed a car before. And so you'll see some really crazy things.
And Willie the Wildcat will be there too?
Yes, he will. He's scheduled to be there with the basketball teams.
Super. That'll be a lot of fun. That's definitely on my bucket list here this weekend. And, all kinds of stuff. Very kid-friendly here this weekend as well.
Well, one of the things I think is really important about this event, and I've said this many, many times, there are not a lot of events in Manhattan that brings all people together and families, and that's free. And this event has done that the last few years, and this year it's bigger, and so we're excited about it. And this is one of those things that what Juneteenth is really all about. It's about bringing people together and remembering the past. And so we're excited about that, and so we're hoping that that's what happens this weekend.
And I know Betty O touched on it here with the music Friday. Is there more music on Saturday as well?
Oh, yeah. Amber Fluty Nastiness Underwood. She's out of Kansas City. So she is the only lady that's on our in our concert series. So we're excited about her coming in with her band. And then also Mr. Kirk Whalum, Grammy Award winner for Best Gospel Music, 3 Dove Awards, NAACP Image Award, 2 Stellar Awards. I mean, this cat is a heavy hitter. So for us to actually bring him into the Little Apple, we are over the moon. I'm telling you, it is a once-in-a-lifetime thing to come in and see such a high caliber of entertainment. I mean, the whole weekend, really high caliber. So I think just because Mr. Kirk Whalum is coming in, it's going to make everybody else step up their game because, you know, you're going to be sharing a stage with Mr. Kirk Whalum.
When there's competition, you perform.
Absolutely. So we're excited to have him. And again, who was really instrumental in bringing him in, not just the Juneteenth committee, you know, headed by Mr. Baker, but also JaVale Roan. They're all friends. They all hang out. And so he was very instrumental in bringing these guys in for us. So we're forever grateful.
I just have to say the name Fluty Nastiness. That's such a great nickname.
Oh, my
gosh.
I'm going
to have to share that with some of the sports guys here today, see if they can come up with something even better. What a great lineup of entertainment here all around. And anything else we haven't touched on that we should preview here?
Well, one of the things I would like to shout out, we're still looking for volunteers. We have enough people, but we need more. And if there's anyone that wants to volunteer on Saturday, they could call this number, 785-370-3445. And but please do it quick because we need people to help us with the race and just in general during the day. So if there's anybody that wants to help us volunteer on Saturday, we'd certainly appreciate it.
How would you say this event here? Obviously, it's been successful. It's gone on 30 years. How would you say the community has responded over the years, and does it get better every year?
Well, I remember. And when I started working for the city in 2011, that was the first year it was moved to the city park. It outgrew Douglas Park. And so each year it's gotten a little bit bigger and bigger and better. And so now I think the whole community is involved in Juneteenth. And with what we have this year to as entertaining and just the events that we have, it's just gotten bigger and better. And it's appealing to the whole community now. So this is what it's supposed to do, and we're excited about it.
Fantastic. So, again, June 14th, June 15th, happening at Manhattan City Park here, and really it all kicks off Friday night. Yes.
I would like to give a shout-out to Parks and Recreation, even though I work for the city and Parks and Rec. Without them, we would not be doing what we're doing today. And so since it's moved to the city park, it has really grown. And we've partnered with the Recreation Department, and that's really made us big.
All right. The open ceremony here, what will that entail?
There'll be a proclamation, and then we take after we pass out, the first 100 people get that free T-shirt. We take a big picture, and then the Fort Riley Mounted Color Guard will lead us in a unity walk around City Park, and that's the beginning of it. And from there on, it's just fun and activities the rest of the day.
And that'll be from 11 to 11:30 here?
Yes.
Okay. And I understand Mayor Mike Dodson is going to read a
proclamation.
Okay. All right. Well, lots of activities. If people want more information and maybe to fill out a volunteer application, where can they find that?
They could come to Douglas Center, 900 Yuma Street, or that number I gave, 785-370-3445. And we'll be someone there to greet them.
Okay. Well, we're looking forward to it. I'm definitely going to be out there. I think Mitch is going to be out there as well. So
he mentioned earlier the food, and soul food is my favorite food. That is a wide variety of food when you mention soul food. And when there's a cook-off and the people get to judge what's the best, I'm going to be first in line.
We'll be looking for you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And as I mentioned, free and open to the public. I think free smells is – that's just one of the best parts of it, you know.
Well, and also, I mean, you can't beat live music. It's all free. Oh. And you're going to see – I looked up Kirk Whalen because I had heard that name before, and I had to remind myself who exactly that was. For those that don't know, he was actually on the soundtrack for The Bodyguard, which featured Whitney Houston.
Yes.
So this guy's kind of a big deal, and you can see him live on Saturday night.
Yep, he is a big deal.
Wow. No, this is great. You know, obviously Manhattan goes all out for this, and 30th anniversary celebration. We've been hearing the ads for it all over the radio here, too. So looking forward to that. Kids train rides, too. I should mention that those are going on throughout the afternoon.
Yes, they start at 12, be done around 3:30 or 4. There's a lot of activities for the young ones. Bike, rodeo, just family-oriented.
Let's hope for some good weather this weekend. Hopefully it won't rain on you here, but if it does, hopefully it'll just be in and out this weekend. Betty O, Dave Baker, thank you guys so much for being here, and hope you have a fantastic weekend.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Come out, you guys. Don't miss it.
All right, that'll do it here for In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Coming up tomorrow on our show, we are going to, let me pull that up here, we're going to talk with Fort Riley tomorrow, and also Karen Hibbard from the Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau, all scheduled to be here on tomorrow's In Focus.
Thank you very much, Brandon Peoples with In Focus. Coming up today on K-Man, we'll have the game from 4 to 6. Don't forget about Royals baseball with a win tonight. The Royals will actually win their first series since the middle of April, if you can believe that. Royals will take on the Detroit Tigers tonight, 6:30 for pregame here on K-Man with first pitch at 7:15. Rush Limbaugh is at 11. We got the Clark Howard Show coming up next. Thanks for listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.